Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Pesachim daf kuf ches. The Gemara is in the middle of bringing a raya to the yisoid that we said on kuf zayin and beis that chamra is migra gur, that yayin causes a person to have more of an appetite, and that's why Rava used to drink wine the entire Erev Pesach in order that he should have more of an appetite for matzah. The Gemara's raya is from the Mishnah later on of Kuf Yud Zayin that says Ben Akoisis Halalu Im Ratzah Lishtos Yishte Ben Shlishah Lervi Lo Yishte. Between the first kais and the second kais, or between the second kais and the third kais, a person is allowed to drink. The Gemara says I Amrit Misid Soid. If you say that Yayin satiates a person, it takes away the person's appetite. Amay Yishte. Why should he drink? Ka'achil LaMatzah Achilagasa. He won't have an appetite for the matzah and will be eating it Achilagasa. Lishmamino Migra Garet. In the Chiddush Eran, he asks that it's not really muchach that chamra is migra gur, that it gives a person more of an appetite, which is what we're trying to prove. All we see from the din of Ben Akoiz Alolu and Rotza Lishta is Yishte is that it's not soid, it doesn't fill a person up. And the Rabbeinu David says the same thing. So they explain the lashon of Amar Rava Minam Minala the chamra migra gur is lav dafka. We don't have a raya the chamra is migra gur. Now it would be mashba that they don't have the girsa that we have in front of us, which is at the end of the raya, after we say I amrit misit soid amay yishtah ka'achal l'matzah chilagasa elishma mina migra garir, you could say that when Rava says mina minila de chamra migra garir, he means how do you know that chamra is not soid? But to say elishma mina migra garir is a strange addition to make. Why would you say elishma mina migra garir? Now the truth is that we can argue that there is a raya like our girsa that chamra is migra garer for a very simple reason. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Lamed Hei Mabez that chamra is misid soid, it fills a person up. The Gemara then asks from our story that Rava used to drink yayin erev Pesach to give him more of an appetite. The Gemara answers porta soid, a little bit of wine satiates a person, fills a person up. And tuva, a lot of wine, is garer, it brings on the appetite. Now logically we can ask, how could that be that a small amount of wine fills a person up, and a large amount of wine does not fill a person up? It seems counterintuitive. It must be that when we say that tuva migra garer, it means that although the person has the same level of soid when he has a lot of wine, if not more than when he has a small amount of wine, nevertheless there's an added element of garer. It gives him an appetite because of the fact that he's inebriated. In which case, it makes a lot of sense that our Gemara would say that we have a raya that chamra is garir. Because you can't say that we only have a raya that chamra is not soid. Because after all, it should be soid more than a small amount. So if we allow you to drink yayin between the kaisis and we're not worried about achilagasa, it must be that there's this new element called garir, and that's the Gemara's raya. The Gemara says, Rav Sheshes have a yosef betanisa ko malu yomi de pischa. Rav Sheshes used to fast the entire Erev Pesach from the beginning of the day. The Gemara says, Neima kasav Rav Sheshes samach l'mincha gedoy l'tanan. That Rav Sheshes holds that pshat in the Mishnah is samach l'mincha means samach l'mincha gedoy l'umisham pischa. And the reason is because, like the Gemara explains, Dilma mimshech v'aslam nuye mim lemevet pischa, the person is not going to bring the carbon pesach. V'savar lo, and he also holds ki ha da amar evel oishi amar belozer mach shahoy ben meseir bepesach sheshachtoi shachris barba asar lishmoi. That Rav Sheshes Hashita is also that you're allowed to shech the carbon pesach b'dieved in the beginning of the day. And Remela comes out that mitzafras man pischahu, the kulayoyma chazilu pischa. It's already considered the zmana pesach from the morning, and whatever is considered the zmana krovasa pesach is already aser ba'achila. The Balamor, in the beginning of Perek Machkum Shenagu, says that bezmana zeh, there's no din to refrain from doing malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzois, since there's no carbon pesach. The Ramban argues on him, and he says, once it became usher to do malacha, then you need to have a minyan acher la'atire. Whenever Chazal asks something, you need to be matter that with a new bezdin. And he brings a raya from our sugya. He says that you see that Rav Sheshes was noyeg not to eat the entire day, even though nowadays there's no chi of carbon pesach. Nevertheless, he refrained from eating because it was the day of the krovas pesach. Perhaps we can answer the kasha of the Ramban with the following idea. When there is an iser to do malacha on the day of bringing the carbon of Pesach, there's two ways to understand what that means. One way to understand is that they made an iser malacha But it's not an Isser Melacha that stands on its own. Rather, it's Midine HaKrovas HaKarbon. That it's Usser to do Melacha B'Shasta HaKrovas HaKarbon in order to facilitate the proper focus on the carbon that somebody shouldn't forget, etc. The second way to understand is that it became an Isser Melacha, which is a Din B'Fnei Atzmoy. The day that we were told to bring the carbon, that became like a Yom Tif. So it would seem that the Baal HaMor understands the first way. It's Medina HaKrovas HaKarbon, and therefore, the moment that the HaKrovas HaKarbon becomes batal, the Isser Melacha is also batal. However, the Ramban understands that the Isser Melacha is because it's Chal Din Yom Tif on Erev Pesach, and therefore, even if the carbon is batal, but the Din Yom Tif, Din the day, did not become batal. So the Ramban's Raya, we can answer as follows. Rav Sheshes HaVayosev B'Tanisa, the Din Tainis, the Baal HaMor understands, is different than the Isser Melacha. And we could show this from the discussion that Tosfos has in Dibur Maschil of Sheshes. Tosfos says, Lav Dafka, it's Lav Dafka that it was Yosha B'Tainis, because you don't have to be Yosha B'Tainis in order to make sure that you bring the carbon. So Tosfos is bothered. Why does it say Yosha B'Tainis? Tosfos answers, Ela Shomer Atzmei Lechol. He watched himself from eating, that means he watched himself from eating too much. Inami, Hoya Mekabel Olav Mamish Tainis, Kadesh Yenizker V'Nizer Milechol. Then Tosfos says, "Va'b'chayris nagu le'isanis erev haPesach." The Ketanim Maseches Soif from Shemis Anin Benisan Ela B'chayris be'erev haPesach. The second Teretz in Tosfos understands that the word Yosef B'Tainisa is to be taken literally; that it was really a Tainis, and that says Tosfos is because he was mekabel on himself a Tainis, which means that although for the purposes of Akrovis HaKarbon, all you really need to do is be nizer from making a suda, but Rav Sheshes decided to take it a step further, and he gave the day a din of a tainus. If he gave the day a din of a tainus, even though that wasn't necessary for HaKrovas HaKarbon, then it's poshut that it's not linked dafka to HaKrovas HaKarbon anymore, and when the HaKrovas HaKarbon is batal, the tainus will remain. Just like we explained Lashita Saramban, Ligabi the Isser Melacha. So the Baal HaMor is mechalik between the two. He understands that the din Asiyas Melacha, there's no evidence that it was something that we gave the day a din Asiyas Melacha, it got a din Yomtif. We never gave it dinim of a Yomtif to say that it's Aser Asiyas Melacha. We just said that during the HaKrovas HaKarbon, it's Aser Du Melacha. However, from the fact that Rav Sheshes was Yosef B'Tainisa, which Tosfos tells us was not fully necessary in order to facilitate the HaKrovas HaKarbon, must be that it did take on a din of its own, and that's why, even in the time of Rav Sheshes, when there was no HaKrovas HaKarbon, the din Tainis remained. The Gemara says that matzah is something that you need a seva for, but maror you don't need a seva for. Matzah needs a seva because it symbolizes cheirus, and maror symbolizes avda, so you don't need a seva. The Gemara then says that the Dalit Koisis, Itmer Mishmeder of Nachman, Tzarech HaSeva, V'Itmer Mishmeder of Nachman, Ein Tzarech HaSeva. But the Gemara says, Loi Pligi, Habatarti Kasi Kamoi, Habatarti Kasi Basroi. There's a difference between the first two Koisis and the second two Koisis. The question is, which ones do you do a Seva and which ones do you not do a Seva? So the Gemara says there's actually two Svaras. Amr Lola Haigisa, Amr Lola Haigisa. Amr Lola Haigisa, Trei Kasi Kamoi Ba HaSeva. There is a Svara to say that the first two Koisis need HaSeva. The Hashta Hudaka Maschel Ola Cheirus. That's when we are becoming Bnei Charon during that part of the Seder. But Trei Kasi Basroi Loi Bo HaSeva, that's already after the fact. Ma Dehava Hava. Va'amri Lola Haigi said there's as far to go the other way. Adrab, Trei Kasi Basroi Bo HaSeva, because you're already a Ben Charon then. Ayu Shait to the Kahavya Cheirus. Trei Kasi Kamoi, you're not yet a Ben Charon, Loi Bo HaSeva, Da Kati Avodam Ayinu Ka'amar. The Gemara's maskana is Hashta de Itmar Hachi v'Itmar Hachi Idi v'Idi Bo HaSeva. Since we have a svara to say that the first two kaises need a haseva, we also have a svara to say that the last two kaises need a haseva. So what we do is we say you need both the first two and the last two. You have to do a haseva. The Rishonim, the Maram Chalava, the Ran, they ask why don't we apply the principle of Safek Derabanan Lekula? The Ran gives two answers. Number one, he says, since it's lav milsa de tircha, it's not a difficult thing to do a seva, so avdinon l'ravcha de milsa. However, the Ran gives his own teretz, the first teretz he brings down from the Kadmoinim, and then he brings his own teretz. He says, the al-karchach boi lemevet haseva bekulu. The ineza lekula, if we'll go lekula, amai neko bahani tfei mehani. There's no reason to apply the principle of Safek Derabanan Lekula with regards to the first two kaisis more than the second two kaisis, or vice versa. So we would have to go and be makel by all of them. The inekel b'tervayu, if we'll be makel by both sets and not do a seva by any of them, hamiakro mitzvah haseva legamri. Then you're going to be oiker than mitzvah haseva entirely. A similar din we find in the Rambam in Hilchas Megillah Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says over there, ir shehu safek. A city that's a suffix, ve'en yadua im hoysem ukefes chayma b'mois Yeshua ben Nun oy achikach kifua. We don't know if it was a walled city at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and therefore the din is that the inhabitants of the city are supposed to lay the Megillah on Tesvav, or it got the city, the wall around the city later, and then the din is to lay the Megillah on Yudalit. Says the Rambam, Koyrin b'shnei hayomim, shein yudalit v'tesvav ubelelehem. That city is supposed to read the Megillah both on yudalit and tesvav. Now, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Melech over there brings down the Ran. The Ran says, Oleinyan ayores hamasupokos, imhem b'mukafes chayma b'mais Yeshua b'nun oiloi, concerning those cities that there's a suffix whether they had a wall around them from the time of Yeshua b'nun or not, So he says, number one, there's a sfar to go after Roiv, and Roiv cities did not have walls around the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and therefore they ought to lane on Yudalit. V'oid, continues the Ran, Shafilu toimer shows suffix shakel. Even if you say there's no Roiv, it would be a suffix ashakel. Havale suffix shal devreim ulukula. It's a suffix midrabanan, and we go lekula. V'nimtza poitre b'shnehem ubatu imenu bevadei mikra megillah. Now, if you apply the principle of suffix midrabanan lekula, you're going to end up making the person who's in that city potter on both days, Yudalit and Tesvav, because it comes Yudalit, you'll be mekel, and then it comes Tesvav, you'll be mekel. So you're going to be mevatu imenu bevadei mikra megillah, which is the same svara that the Ran told us over here. However, the Ran then continues and says, Lafikach, Kairi Berishin Upotr Besheni. Therefore, they lane the Megillah on the first day, on Yudalit, and their Potr Nesheni. And the Mishnah Melech says, the Kavanas Devar of Nira, the Kivin de Menadin, have a Safi Shel Devreim Lukula, since it is a Safi Gdra Abonin, Elod Le Efshalamez Lukula, we can't fully be Makel, because then you're going to Potr him on both days, and then you're not going to lane the Megillah at all. Therefore, we say, read the Megillah on the first day, and you'll be potter on the second day, because when you come to the second day, then you'll be able to say that perhaps we were yotzei already in the first day. Why is it that we tell you to read dafka on the first day, and then say that maybe you're potter when it comes to the second day? Because as soon as the mitzvah comes, liyotcha, you should be mekayim it. Asks the Mishnah Lemelech from the Ran in our sugya. Why is it that legabe dalet koisis, when we have the similar type of suffix, it's a suffix drabonin, we should say the same thing. We should say that you can't be makel entirely, because then you'll be mevatel mitzvah seba from the dalet koisis. So why don't we say you should lean during the first two koisis, and then when it comes to the second two koisis, you'll say that perhaps I was already mekayim my chiyuv. Elomai, the Ran holds that the moment we say that it's impossible to apply the principle of Safik Darbona Lekula, because if you do apply the principle, then you'll have to be makel by both. And therefore we say, so from the outset, tell the person to do Haseba on all four Kaisis, so we should say the same thing by Megillah. Say that it's impossible to apply the principle of Safik Darbona Lekula, because if you do apply it, you have to apply it fully. And you go all the way and pattern from both days. And since that's an impossibility, we should get rid of the din of Safik Darbona Lekula and be mechayev the person from the outset to lay the Megillah on both days. So the Mishnah Melech himself gives an answer. He says, whenever there is a takanas chachamim that is possibly in jeopardy of being not mekuyim at all, then we do what we do in our sugya. Meaning to say that, let's imagine that the real takanas chachamim was that you're supposed to do a seva during the last two kaises. If we would take the approach that the Ran does in Megillah and say that you should lean over here with the first two kaises, and then apply the principle of Safik Darabana Lekula and not lean during the second two kaises, then what will end up happening is that the takanas chachamim to lean during the dalet kaises is totally obliterated. Nobody's going to ever be mekayim that din, because everybody is going to practice leaning during the first two kaises. Masha'en kein, the takanas chachamim of Megillah is going to be mekuyim. All of the cities all over the world are going to be reading the Megillah when they're supposed to. It's just that we'll have a local suffix legabe these particular cities. That suffix is not compelling enough for us to ignore the klal of Safik Darbona Lekula entirely. So enachanami, we can't apply the principle fully of Safik Darbona Lekula, because then we will know that we're telling people not to be mekayim the mitzvah at all, and we know that they have a chiyuv. But as much as we use it in Megillah, we're willing to use it to hainu to say laying the Megillah on the first day, and then apply the principle of Safik Darbona Lekula, assuming that perhaps you were mekayim your din yesterday. That's how the Mishnah Melech answers the Stira in the Ran. Perhaps we can offer a different teretz. La'olam, what the Ran says in Megillah makes a lot of sense. It's impossible to fully apply the principle of Safek Darbana Lekula because then these cities will never lay in the Megillah at all. So on Yud Dalet, we have no reason to tell them don't lay in the Megillah. We tell them go and read the Megillah. Now it comes to Tesvav. We have a Safek Darbana Lekula because it is possible that they were Mekayim their din. Since it's possible that they were Mekayim their mitzvah, we could be Mekel on them and tell them not to read the Megillah. However, with regards to the Dalet Kaisis, we cannot apply this logic. And this will bring us a little bit into the deeper understanding of the Din Haseva. Because our answer is going to depend on how to be Magdir, the Din of Haseva. There are two ways to understand what Chazal did when they told us to do Haseva during the mitzvahs. Matzah, during the Dalet Kaisis, was the Geder, Advarim. That Chazal told us that there is a mitzvah to display Cheirus. When are you supposed to display that Cheirus? During the activities that symbolize Cheirus. But the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv on the Gavra to do a Seva. Haseva is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi for the person, like the Lashon of the Rambam is, that he's supposed to yoichal v'yishta b'lai la'zev u'meisev derech cheirus. It's only that Chazal decided to choose different points when he should be mekayim that mitzvah. The other way to learn Haseva is that Chazal didn't give you an independent mitzvah to be oichal v'shoise derech Haseva. Rather, Chazal chose to tell us how to be mekayim certain mitzvahs halayla, which means that the din haseva is a dimension in achilas matzah. It's a dimension in the mitzvahs dalet kaisis. It's not its own independent mitzvah. This chakira is discussed by the Brisker Rav in Hilchas Chametz Matzah Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin. The Brisker Rav explains that there seems to be a machloikas between the Rambam and Tosfos in the Rosh on our daf. The Rambam's lashon, as we mentioned, is lefikach kishesoyer adam balayla azer tzarech lechoy v'lishtois v'hu meisev derecheirus. Only later, the Rambam says, "Ve'ematzai tzrich in haseva b'shas achilas kazayis matzah u'b'shtiyas abro koisa se'elu u'sharech ilosa u'shtiyasi imheisa areza meshubach." So it's clear from the Rambam that the mitzvah haseva is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai. The person's achila and shtiya that night should be derech eris. The Chachamim were keiveya this mitzvah to be done during achilas matzah and dalet koisis. And the Rambam even adds that the best thing would be if a person would do all of his achila and shtiya that night derech eris. And Lefizeh, says the Brisker Rav, if a person were to eat matzah or he drank the Dalet Kaisis without a seva, he hasn't at all compromised his kiyum of the mitzvahs matzah or Dalet Kaisis. He just wasn't mekayim the mitzvahs a seva. However, if you take a look at Tosfos on our daf, Dibra Maschul Kulu Nami Tzrich HaSeva, Tosfos says, V'chol Dalet Kaisis Tzrich HaSeva B'shash Shtiyah, V'tzarech Iyan Im Shachach V'lei Hesav Im Yachzer V'yishteh. If a person forgot and didn't do a seva, should he go back and drink the Dalet Kaisis again? The Rush, actually, in our sugya says that if a person were to eat the Kazayas Matzah without a seva, he wouldn't be yoitze. Chazal gave a certain prescription how you're supposed to eat matzah. So the Tosfos and the Rush obviously are learning that it's not an own independent mitzvah. The mitzvah of a seva is a definition of how you're supposed to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah, and you haven't been mekayim at bishlemas if you did it without a seva. And the same thing is with the Dalet Kaisis. Now, I believe that the logic that we quoted from the Ran earlier, the way the Ran explains the din of Megillah, that when you have a suffix by those cities, whether they had a chayma, mimois Yeshua ben Nun, that the Ran says that you read only on Yud Dalet, and as we explain, you cannot apply from the outset the principle of suffix d'arbana l'kula because then you'll pater them entirely. So we tell you read the Megillah the first day. Now it comes to the second day, and we say that you're pater. So we ask, why don't you apply the same logic, l'gabe Dalet Kaisis? The first two Kaisis, you could say that perhaps you can't apply the principle of suffix d'arbana l'kula because then the person will not be mekayim mischiv during the Dalet Kaisis whatsoever. Therefore, we'll tell you to lean during the first two kaisis. But then when it comes to the second two kaisis, we should say, perhaps you already mekayim your chiyav. That only makes sense if a seva is a chiyav b'fnei atzma. If the gavra has a mitzvah to do a seva, like the Brisker Rav explains b'das Rambam, it's an independent mitzvah. And the question is, have I been mekayim my mitzvah of a seva or not? We know that Chazal told you that one of the places where you have to mekayim your mitzvah seva is during the Dalet Kaisis. Now we could say the same logic. In the first two Dalet Kaisis, we have to tell you, you must do a seva because if we're going to pater you entirely, then you're not going to be mekayim your din haseva during the Dalet Kaisis. So start out with the first two of the Dalet Kaisis. Now when it comes to this last two Kaisis, we can tell you that we don't have any problem with you not leaning because it's possible you're already mekayim your chiv and safik d'arbana l'kula. But if the din of haseva is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, like the Rambam explains. Rather, it's a definition of how Chazal told you to mekayim certain mitzvahs alayla. Matzah, they told you that it needs to be mekuyim in a certain way, so much so that Tosfos and the Rosh are discussing whether the person perhaps wasn't even mekayim his mitzvahs achilas matzah when he did it shaloi b'aseva. So the real question over here is, how did Chazal, how were they mesakin the shtiyah of the Dalet Kosis? And if that is our question, so we have a question legabe the last two koises, it's not going to help me that the person did haseva during the first two dalet koises. And that is because if haseva is something that I have to do, it's a mitzvah of fnei atzma, then you could say I was already mekayim my chiyuv with the first two of the dalet koises. But if the haseva is a definition of how I'm supposed to be drinking the koises, how I'm supposed to be mekayim the mitzvah of the last two koises, what does it help me, the fact that the person did haseva during the first two koises, it hasn't done anything legabe my shayla, legabe the last two cases. Because ultimately, we have two independent questions. How were Chazal misakin the first two of the Dalet Kosis? And how were the Chazal misakin the last two of the Dalet Kosis? Even if the person went and leaned Bishas when he drank the first two Kosis, that has absolutely no bearing on how Chazal were misakin the last two Kosis, and whether the person is going to properly be Mekayim, his mitzvah of Shtiyah of the last two Kosis. If it's a mitzvah of Nei Atzma, we understand. The person has a suffix, perhaps I was already Mekayim my Chiyuv. The Gavra has a Chiyuv, and it's possible that it was Mekayim that Chiyuv, because the Chiyuv is something that they were Mekayim me during the Dalet Kosis, and it's possible that it was Mekayim that Chiyuv through leaning during the first two Kosis. But if the Gavra is not asking about whether he should be Mekayim his Chiyuv or not, rather his question is, how did Chazal prescribe the din of the Dalet Kosis? Then step number one, of course, we'll have. Because from the outset, if we're going to apply the principle of Safik Darbana Lekula, then we know that we're going to end up not doing the mitzvah the way Chazal told us to do it. Because we know that Chazal prescribed by one of these two sets to do Haseva. But step number two, it's impossible to apply. Because step number two is a kula with regards to the last half with the claim that perhaps you already were Mekayim your Chiyuv. And since it's not a Chiyuv that I have to be Mekayim, rather a way that they prescribe the Shtiyah of the Dalet Kosis, my behavior during the first two Kosis has absolutely no bearing on my Suffolk Ligabi the last two Kosis. Now it's interesting that the Rambam over there in Hilchas Megillah, we mentioned earlier, says that in those cities where there's a Suffolk, if they had a Chayim Moshe Yeshua ben Nun or not, you're supposed to read both on Yud Dalet and Tesvav. Now it would seem that that's because the Rambam applies step number one of the Svar of the Mishnah Lemelech, namely that from the outset it's definitely impossible to apply the principle of Safik Darbana Lekula, but he's not willing to say step number two, that once you read on Yud Dalet, then you are absolved from your Chiyuv to read on Tesvav, because perhaps you were Mekayim your Chiyuv already. And that could be because he feels that once you start from the beginning, and you have to determine, you have to make a decision, when should they read, you know you can't apply the principle of Safik Darbana Lekula, the Rambam holds that that's enough, and now we have to tell you to read on both days, because there's neither of the two from the outset are we going to exclude. Perhaps we can say that the Rambam l'shitasai saw this in our sugya. Since the Risk Rav explains that the Rambam's shita is legabi dalet koises, that it is a mitzvah on the gavra, not the way Tosfos and the Rosh understand, but rather it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi. So if it would be possible to apply the logic of the Mishnah Lemelech, according to the Rambam, you could apply by dalet koises as well. And since the Gemara over here says that you're supposed to do haseva by all four koises, the Rambam sees that you do not apply even step two, not over here, and not by Megillah either. The Gemara says, "Va'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Noshim chayavis barba koises halalu sha'af hein hayu boise hanes." Women are chayv in dalet koises. Tosis explains that we need this tam because without the special tam of afein hoyu bais hanes, we would say that women are pturis because mitzvah aseh shasman grama, they're pturis, and even though it's a din derabbanan, but called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun, so therefore we would say they were potter. And that's why the Gemara needs the tam of afein hoyu bais hanes. What exactly is the tam of afein hoyu bais hanes? So the pashtas would be that since women were nene from the nes, just as much as men were nene, they have to be moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have to be thankful, just like men. However, you see that Kama Rishonim don't learn this way. Rashi and the Rashbam, in the Ramaschal Sha'afein, both say, Sha'al Yadon Nasa HaNes. The nes was brought about through women. Because, like the Gemara says, in Saita, B'schar Noshim Tzidkoniyah, Shahoyu Ba'isei Adar Nigalu. And it's difficult to understand in Svara why that's a reason why they should be chayv in dalet koises. I understand, according to the way Tosfos learns in Dibur Maskel Hayu Bais Hanes, Tosfos rejects the pshat of the Rashbam, and Tosfos learns al pi the Yerushalmi she'afein hayu ba'osis suffik, mashma that they were in the ba'osis akana of lahashbin laharig la'abed in Megillah, and the same thing would be over here. Tosfos understands the afein hayu ba'osis hanes, they were beneficiaries of the nes. Now, according to Tosfos, you understand that is a mechayev for them to be moide takarish baruch hu. But why would the fact that they were instrumental in bringing about the nes be a reason for them to be moide? That's not a svara necessarily to overcome the din of mitzvah seishas man groma. Secondly, Tosfos asks another question, Rashbam. What is the lashon af hein hayu ba'isa nes? If you say that they were also beneficiaries of the nes, they were also received hanah from the nes because they were going to be destroyed, and they were included in the Hatzalah, they were included in the Hatzalah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, then we understand why af hein hayu ba'isa nes. But if they were the ones that brought about the nes, then we shouldn't use the lashon of af hein hayu ba'isa nes. They were the ones that caused the nes. Another question is that in Tosfos Dibur Maskel Sha'af, Tosfos explains that by Dinim Doraisa, Noshim are always Pturis because of Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma, such as Sukkah, and we are not Mechayiv them because Afein Hoyo Boisanes. So then, if that's true, then why would we be Mechayiv them by Dinim Durabonon, Machbis the Sfora of Afein Hoyo Boisanes, if we know that usually by Durabonons we're Mesakin Kein Doraisa? So perhaps we can present the following angle. Generally speaking, we usually understand that the din of Afein Hayu Bais Hanes is there to be mechayev the noshim, their own mitzvah. If that's the way to understand it, then it indeed is shver from the fact that usually by deraisis we don't say that, and it does not overcome the svara of mitzvah seishas magrom, which patres noshim. Perhaps the gedder of Afein Hayu Bais Hanes is not to give the noshim their own chiyuv. Rather, when anoshim, when men are celebrating their geula, so there is a certain shleimus that the zikaron of the neis has when a person is moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is mishatev, he includes other parties that are shayach to the nes. When somebody wants to celebrate having been saved from a certain tzara, so he celebrates the hatzalah together with all of the people that were with him b'shas the tzara and were nitzel, in order to be a shutef in his simcha. That lends a certain shlemus to his simcha and also brings more of a zikaron. He remembers more exactly what happened. And therefore, even if noshim mitzad atzman ought to be potter because of mitzvah seishas man groma and kol tikun rabban and kein dairai, however, in order for the shlemus of the celebration for the men to be complete, we include the noshim as well. So a din d'rabbanan, which is built on Pirsumei Nisa, part of the Pirsumei Nisa is to include the noshim that were part of the neis. So we asked, why is the tam of Rashi and the Rashbam a relevant reason why they should be chayiv? We understand why having been beneficiaries of the nes should be mechayev them. But why is the fact that they were part of the cause for the nes a reason to be mechayev them? The answer is that if their reason to be chayev is not because they have their own chiyev, rather we want to include them in our celebration to remember everything that happened, it makes sense to include noshim who were part of the cause for the nes to be part of the celebration. The shleimus of our celebration is dependent on remembering all of the ingredients that went into the nes. So if Afein Hayu Bais Hanes is there to give a chiyuv to women themselves, then it would make no sense to mention the fact that they were the cause for the nes. But if the reason is because that enhances our celebration, then the fact that they were part of what brought about the nes would make sense to include them as part of this celebration. So that could answer Tosfos' question also, why do we use Lashon She'afein Hayu Bais Hanes? Tosfos asked that Bishlam, if you learn that they were beneficiaries of the nes, they were also beneficiaries of the nes. But if you understand that it's because they caused the nes, so then why would you say Afein Hayu Bais Hanes? They were the cause. The answer is that, of course, men are celebrating because they were nana for the nes and they're moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Part of the men's celebration is to include every prat and Afein Hayu Bais Hanes. The women were also involved in the nes. In what way? They were part of the cause for the nes. So since Afein Hayu Bais Hanes, it makes sense for me to include them as part of my celebration. The Gemara says, "Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, arbo koises halolu tzarch sheyehei behen kedei mezigas kois yafe," which means that there has to be a quarter of a revius halug of yayin kedei that when you're moizig it together with mayim, you end up with the revius altogether. Shasan chai, if you drank the koises undiluted, yotza. Shoson bevas achas, if you drank all the kaisis at once, yotze. Rashbam and Tosis explain that bevas achas doesn't mean the way Rashi explains that you pour them all into one large kais, because then that would be considered one kais. Shoson bevas achas rather means you drank them one after another. You didn't drink them al haseder. Now Rava comes and explains that when we say shoson chai yotze, yidei yayin yotze, yidei cheris lo yotze. That's our girsa, that you were yotze yidei yayin and you were not yotze yidei cheirus. What does it mean you were yotze yidei yayin? Explains the Rashbam that you were yotze your chiyuv of dalet kaisis. You drank four kaisis. What do we mean when we say yidei cheirus lo yotze? So the Rashbam is masbir that it's not a mitzvah shlema. It's not really, you weren't yotze the mitzvah min amuvcher because you don't have the chshivas unless you have yayin mazuk. And that's what the way the Ran also explains. He says, "Kolam shleiki mitzvah min amuvcher umiu ein tzarich lachzer v'lishtis arba koises." So in the first line, the way Rav is explaining, "Yidei yayin yotze, you were yotze your chiv of dalad koises. Yidei cheres lo yotze means you weren't yotze it in the perfect way because you didn't do it with chash of a wine that's diluted." Now, what do we mean when we say shasem avas achas yotze? So the Gemara explains, "Yidei yayin yotze, yidei arba koises lo yotze." So over here, the Rashbam can't explain Yidei Yayin Yotze means that you're Yotze Yechi of Dalet Koises, because in the Seifa he says Yidei Arba Koises Lo Yotze. So Yidei Yayin Yotze, according to Tosfos and the Rashbam, what that means is you were Yotze Yechi of Simchas Yomtiv, because Yidei Yayin, you drank wine that night, but you still weren't Mekayim, the mitzvah of Dalet Koises. Tosfos explains the reason why the Gemara has to speak this out is because I would have had to have a minute to say that you weren't even mekayim your chiv of Simchas Yomtiv, since Chazal were mesakin dalit koisis. You need to drink the four koisis in order to be mekayim your din Simchas Yomtiv, and therefore we're being mechadish yidei yayin yotzi or yotzi your chiv of Simchas Yomtiv. But in this case of Shosam of Asachas, it comes out that Lefi the Rashbam and Tosfos, you were not mekayim your chiv of dalit koisis, you were only mekayim your chiv of Simchas Yomtiv. It is uncomfortable that the words Yidei Yayin change the meaning from one line to the next, but that's the way that they explain it. Now the Rambam and the Rif have a different girsa in the Gemara. According to the Rambam and the Rif's girsa, so in the case of Shosan Chai, instead of being Goyris Yidei Yayin Yotza, they're Goyris Yidei Arba Koisis Yotza. And in the case of Shosam of As Achas, instead of the words Yidei Yayin Yotza, they're Goyris Yidei Cheirus Yotza. Now, their girsa needs to be explained, because when you say shasim bevas achas, yidei cheres yotze, yidei arba koises lo yotze, what could that possibly mean? Bishloma, according to the Rashbam and Tosfos, when you're shasim bevas achas, we say that you're yotze your chiv of simchas yomtiv, that's yidei yayin yotze, and you were not yotze your chiv of dalet koises. But what does the Rambam and the Riv, according to their girsa, when you drank them all bevas achas, yidei cheres yotze, what's the chiv of cheres that you were yotze? If you weren't even yotze the chiv of dalet koisis, so what other chiv is there that you could say you were yotze your chiv of cheirus? Now, in the first line, we're goyris yidei cheirus lo yotze by shosan chai, so we can understand yidei cheirus lo yotze means, like we explained from the Rashbam and Tosfos, that you weren't yotze mitzvah min amuvcher. You were yotze your chiv of dalet koisis, which is the way they explain yidei yayin yotze, but yidei cheirus lo yotze wasn't a mitzvah min amuvcher. That could be explained if you tell me that you're yotze the ikr chiv of dalet koisis, you could say the words yidei cheirus lo yotze, you weren't mekayim it in the proper way. But you cannot say in the last line yidei cheres yotze if you're telling me yidei dalet koisis lo yotze. If you weren't yotze the ikr chiv, so what does it mean that you were yotze your chiv cheres? So the Briskerov in Hilchas Chametz Umatzeh Perek Zayin Halacha Tes explains the machlokes, the Rashbam and the Rambam, as follows. First, Hakdama. He explains that there are really two aspects involved in the mitzvah of arba koisis. Tosfos in the beginning of our perek, on the Mishnah that states lo yivchesu loy me arba koisis, it says lo yivchesu loy, they shouldn't give him less than arba koisis. Tosfos says that sounds like that the rest of the family does not have arba koisis. Lo yivchesu loy sounds like only the balabais is the one that drinks arba koisis. And Tosfos says, so then the mashmos is that he has a kois in front of him and he's moitzi everybody else with his kois. Tosfos adds usvarahu the maishna arba koisis mikiddush to kol hashana sheechad moitzi es kulam. Why should dalit koisis be any different than kiddush of the rest of the year that one person could be moitzi everybody else? Says the Briskerov, b'shem his father Reb Chaim, How could Tosfos say that? What does Kiddush of Kol Hashana have to do with Arba Kosis? The din by Kiddush of the rest of the year is that you have to make a bracha and be moitzi somebody in the Kiddush. And in Kiddush, there's halacha of Shemea Ka'ayna. But Arba Kosis, the mitzvah is a mitzvah shtir of four kosis. Well, how can you say that I'm moitzi somebody else with the kos? The Maral and the Gevuras ask the same kash on Tosfos. So from here proves Reb Chaim, and the Brisker Rav brings this down, that must be that Tosfos holds that even in Arba Kosis, the mitzvah is not really a mitzvah of shtir of Dalet Kosis. Rather, it's just like Kiddush to Kol Hashana, the Hainu, that the mitzvah is in the brachas that we make Al HaKosis. Meaning to say that Chazal weren't misakin for each individual to drink four koises. Rather, Chazal were misakin that a person's kiddush has to be ala kois, and I can be moitzi him with that kiddush as long as I have a kois. The person's haggadah has to be ala kois, and I can be moitzi the person with my haggadah ala kois. And the same thing with birkas hamazon ala kois and halal ala kois. The same yisoid he proves from the goin in Orechaim Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Sifyud Dalet, who's discussing the machlokes that's brought in Shulchan Aruch over there. It's a machlokes between the Rosh and Tosfos by a Koishal Kiddush, where you have to drink Maloy Lugmov. Does it help if two people are mitzarif their shtia to the shear of Maloy Lugmov? Do you need dafka one person drinking the Maloy Lugmov, or could have various people drinking the Maloy Lugmov together? And the Gra brings a riot to the Shita of the Rosh, that you cannot be mitzarif two people's shtia from a Gemara in our sugya, because the Gemara says that if you're a mashke from the Dalet Kosis, Lebanov Lebnei Beisoy, Yotza, says Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Vuhu de Ishti Ruba de Kosa. The Rosh understands that means that the only time that I could be Yotza when I gave others to drink from the Dalet Kosis is if I myself drank Roiv of the Kos. So the Goyim brings a raya from our Gemara to the din of the Rosh, Legabe all other Kosis, a Kos Shal Kiddush. You're not Yotze if you split up the Maloy Lugmov amongst all of the Mesubim. From the fact that you see La'inya the Dalet Kosis, that you're not Yotze if you didn't drink the Roiv Kos yourself, meaning you can't split up the Shtia of the Maloy Lugmov. Says the guy that the other Shita in the Shulchan Aruch that says that you're allowed to split up the Maloy Lugmov amongst all the other Mesubim, learns that Vahu de Ishti Ruba de Kosa in our Gemara means that the rest of the Mesubim drink Roiv Kos. Vahu de Ishti Ruba de Kosa is not going on the Mevarech, rather on the rest of the Mesubim. Says the Brisker Rav, you see from the Goyin that if you hold that Shtia of a bunch of people is Mitztarif by a regular Kos Shal Bracha, then so too by the Dalet Kosis, the Shtia of all the Mesubin is Mitztarif. Clearly you see that the din of the Dalet Kosis is no different than every Kos Shal Bracha, and that there's no special individual halacha that each person has to drink Arba Kosis. So these are his two rayas, that the din of Dalet Kosis is like a regular din of Kos Shal Bracha, and not a special din Shtia. The fact that you have to drink it is like every Kos Shal Bracha, that the Kos has to be drunk, and that could be split up amongst the various Mesubin. However, says the Brisker Rav, this idea is not muskim l'kol. This is a machloikis. Because he brings down the shita of the Rambam, that we see a very distinct difference between the din shtia, or how much a person has to drink by the Dalet Kosis, in contrast to how much the person has to drink a regular Kos Shal Bracha. Because the Rambam says in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah, Halacha Tes, that imshasa mikol kois mehen ruba yotze. If you drink roiv kois, you're yotze. He doesn't mention the fact that you could drink maloy lugmav by kiddush in perek chof tesuch shabbos halacha zayin. The Rambam tells you that it's enough to drink maloy lugmav. Why is it that kiddush it's enough maloy lugmav, and by dalet kois you have to drink roiv kois? Similarly, he says that the Shita Saramban, the Beis Yosef brings down in Simen Tuf Ayin Beis, and he passed in Shulchan Aruch over there at Sif Tes, that even if you have a Kois Godol that's machzik many revios, you still have to drink Roiv of the Kois. That shows clearly that Maloy Lugmav is not enough, because otherwise, why would you tell me you have to drink Roiv of the Kois? The reason is because there's a fundamental difference between the Kois of Kiddush and the Kois of Dalet Koisis. The Iker Inyet of the Kois Shal Bracha in regular Kois, like a Kois of Kiddush, is the Bracha ala Kois. It just happens to be that there's a din hamevarech tzarech shiyitoyim. When you make a bracha, you need to be toyim from the kois. What is the shir te'ima that they send? That's maloy lugmav. But by the arba koises, the mitzvah is the shtias hakois, and therefore be'etzem you have to drink the entire kois. It's just that it's okay to drink roiv of the kois because there's a din called rubay kekuloy, and therefore the shir maloy lugmav is totally irrelevant. The Shir Meloy Lugmav is only said when the din is a din to ima. Mevarach Sarach Shigitim. Meloy Lugmav is considered to ima. Here it's not a din to ima, it's a din shtir. You have to drink the kais. And indeed, the Rambam says in Perek Zayin Aloch HaZayin that Kol Echa Ve'echad Chayiv Lishtis B'layla Hazeh Arboa Kais is Shal Yayin. It's clear that the mitzvah is Shtis Arboa Kais Shal Yayin. So we have a clear machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos whether the mitzvah of Dal Kaisis was a takana that you must drink for Kais is Shal Yayin, or the mitzvah of Dal Kaisis was really the brachas that they were masakin. Now, according to the Rambam, that the Iker Takana was to drink four cups of wine. What was the point of that Takana's Chazal? That is clear in the Rambam, in Perek Zayin, Hilchas Chametz Matzah Alacha Vav, that this Takana was a Takana of Chazal in order to show Cheirus. Because the Rambam says, B'chol dor v'dor chayv adam laharis es atzmai, ki hilu hu ba'atzmai yotza ata meshibib Mitzrayim. Continues the Rambam, he says, V'al dover zeh tziva karish borchu b'toyra, v'zacharte ki ever yisa, kolomer, ki ilu ata ba'atzmacha yisa ever yotzasa l'cheirus. A person has to see himself as if he himself went out meshibib Mitzrayim. Fikach, says the Rambam, kishe soyer adam b'layla hazeh, when a person makes a suda that night, tzarech lechoy v'lishtois v'hu meisav derech cheirus, he has to eat and drink and lean derech cheirus v'chol echa v'echad bein anoshim, bein noshim chayev lishtois b'layla hazeh arbo akoysa shol yayin. You see that the Rambam puts that together with Inyane Cheirus, the Hanhaga of Cheirus that night. So the Takana the Chazal gave us to drink Dalet Koysa Shol Yayin is a function of the Din Cheirus. And the Lashon of the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tes, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, is Arba Kasi Takinu Rabbanan Derech Cheirus. The Rabbanan were Misakin, four Kaises Derech Cheirus. That means we're supposed to show our Cheirus through the drinking of four cups of wine. However, even the Rambam, who holds that the Iker Takana was a function of Cheirus to drink four cups of wine, is Moide that every one of these Kaises has to be a Kais Shal Bracha. The Gemara says in Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, Arba Kasi Takinu Rabbanan Derech Cheirus, Kol Chad V'chad Navid Mitzvah. Meaning to say that even though the Iker Takana of Dalet Kaisis is because of Derech Cheirus, but the Takana was, what did they tell us to do? Take every one of these four Kaisis that you're supposed to drink Derech Cheirus and do a mitzvah with it, which means make it into a Kais Shel Bracha. Make it into a Kais Shel Kiddush, a Kais Shel Magid, a Kais Shel Birkas Hamazon, and a Kais Shel Hallel. So it comes out that according to the Rambam, there are really two chalakim to the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis. There is the actual mitzvah that they told us to be noyig derech cheiris, four cups of wine, and there's also the chalak that they told us to take those four cups and use each one for the various mitzvahs that we have that night. Says the Brisker Rav, that is the pshat in the girsa of the Rif and the Rambam. Shasan bevas achas, if you drink all four kaisis at once, which according to the Rif and the Rambam also means you drank them consecutively without spreading them out throughout the evening. You drank them one after the other. Yidei cheirus yotza, yidei dalet kaisis lo yotza. We asked, if you're not yotza, the ikrachi of dalet kaisis, what does it mean you're yotza yidei cheirus? According to his explanation, it's beautiful. Yidei cheirus yotza means you're yotza the ikr takana, the chelak cheirus of the dalet kaisis. You're yotza the fact that they told you you have to drink that night four cups of wine, derech cheirus, but you weren't yotza the way they prescribed it, which is dalet kaisis, spreading them out throughout the night and using them each one for a kaisis. And that also explains their explanation of the first line in the Gemara, because the first line is Shasan Chai, their Geiris Yidei Dalet Koisis Yotza, Yidei Cheiris Lo Yotza. What that means is Yidei Dalet Koisis Yotza, because the din is that Legabe Kois Shal Bracha, you're allowed to be Yotze with Yayin Chai. So you're Yotze, your Chiv of Kois Shal Bracha of the Dalet Koisis. But Yidei Cheiris Lo Yotza, the Cheiris aspect of the Dalet Koisis, you weren't Yotze, because Cheiris, you're not Yotze unless it's diluted wine. And that's why Tosfos and the Rashbam couldn't learn that way by Shasan Chai. Shasan Chai, their goes Yidei Yayin Yotza, Yidei Cheiris Lo Yotza. And they explain what that means, that you're Yotza the Chiv of Dalet Koisis. That's because they hold that the din of Dalet Koisis is only a din of Koishal Bracha, and the din of Koishal Bracha, you're always Yotza with Yayin Chai. It's just that Yidei Cheiris Lo Yotza, you're not Yotza Mitzvah Min Amuvcher. They don't have a special din, Cheiris, like the Rambam does, as part of the Chiv of Dalet Koisis. And you see this very clearly from Tosfos in our Sugya also, in the because Tosfos compares our din of Chai to the din of regular Kaisis Shal Bracha in Perek Shloshes Sha'achlu. And Tosfos has a discussion whether you're Yotze with Yayin Chai or not. You see that Tosfos' whole chesaron that they can even imagine in Dalar Kaisis of Shasan Chai is the same chesaron that applies to all Kaisis Shal Bracha. Because they don't see the din of Kaisis, of the Dalar Kaisis as more than four Kaisis Shal Bracha, as they say in the beginning of the Perek. So to sum it up, we have two machloiksim, the Rambam against Tosfos and the Rashbam, and both machloiksim them from one Shoirish. They argue in the line of the Gemara of Shasan Chai, that according to the Rashbam and Tosfos, what that means is Yidei Yayin Yotza, Yidei Cheres Lo Yotza, which they explain to mean Yidei Yayin Yotza, your Yotze, your Chi of Arba Koisis, but you're not Yotze Mitzvah Miram Muvcher. And according to the Rif and the Rambam, in that case of Shasan Chai, your Yotze Dalit Koisis, but you're not Yotze Cheres. The Shoresh of the Machloikis is, according to the Rashbam and Tosfos, since the whole din of Dalit Koisis is only a din of Koisel Bracha, so you're Yotze, because Koisel Bracha, you're always Yotze if you drink it Chai and not Mozuk. You're not Yotze Mitzvah Miram Muvcher, and that's what means Dei Cheres La Yotze, the way they explain it. However, the Rambam and the Rif learn, Yidei Dalit Koisis Yotze, your Yotze, your Chi of Dalit Koisis, which means your Yotze, the aspect of the Koishal Bracha of the Dalit Koisis, because, like we just mentioned, your Yotze when it's Chai, when it's a regular Koishal Bracha, but Yidei Cheres La Yotze means you're not Yotze, the Chelik HaCheres of the Dalit Koisis, the special din that they were Mesakan to drink for Koisis, that has to be Dafka Dera Cheres, the Shtia has to be a Shtia Chashuva, and has to be Areva, like the Rambam says, it's something that you need to have Yayin Mozuk. The second line of the Gemara, Shasam of Us Achas, they also argue about. According to the Tosfos and the Rashbam, Yidei Yayin Yotze means you're only Yotze, your Chiv of Simchas Yomtiv, but Yidei Dalit Koisis Lo Yotze, and that's because the only din of Dalit Koisis, according to their Shita, is dinim of Koisel Bracha. So Koisel Bracha, you're not Yotze if you do it one after the other. You didn't split them up amongst the various brachas of the evening. So Yidei Yayin Yotze can only mean one thing. It means you're Yotze Simchas Yomtiv. Masha'en Kein, the Rambam learns, if you drank a Bevas Achas, Yidei Cheres Yotze means you're Yotze the aspect of the Dalit Koisis of Derech Cheres, which is that you have to drink that night Derech Cheres and display Ki Iluhu Yotzeh Mitzrayim, and that your Yotzeh, even though you drank them one after the other, because the Shtia was a Shtia of Cheres. However, Yidei Dalit Koisis Lo Yotzeh, you're not Yotzeh the aspect of the Dalit Koisis, the Hainu, the Koisis Shel Bracha, because you didn't drink them Ala Seder, you only drank them Vas Achas. So Shosan Vas Achas, according to the Rambam, is the exact opposite of Shosan Chai. Shosan Chai, you have the aspect of the Koisis Bracha without the aspect of Cheres, and Shasav Vas Achas, you have the aspect of Cheres without the aspect of the Dalit Koisis Ala Seder.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.